Chinese state media, the agency People's Daily, is promoting an online game in which web users are encouraged to shoot and kill convicted Japanese war criminals. The game first appeared on the news agency's microblog, People's Weibo, earlier this month. It's one of a series of recent moves by the Chinese government to highlight what it sees as Japan's refusal to atone for wartime atrocities against China. In another move last month, Beijing's top legislative body approved two national days to honor the victims of the Nanjing massacre launched by Japanese forces in 1937 and to celebrate the victory of Allied forces over Japan in 1945. China has a history of staging campaigns to draw attention to injustices it says were perpetrated by foreigners. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin spoke with Jeffrey Wasserstrom, a history professor at the University of California in Irvine, and asked him how China's latest steps compare to what it has done in the past.
Well, I think there's both kind of a long-term way to think about this and a short-term way. The long-term way is that the Chinese Communist Party has quite consistently, since it took power in 1949, made the very strong case that one reason why it deserves to rule is that it was stronger than previous governments from the Qing Dynasty before 1911 to the nationalist government in the 20s and 30s, that it was stronger than those at protecting China's interests from bullying by foreign powers. And it told a story quite consistently about the idea that in the late 19th century and the first half of the 20th century, foreign powers had bullied and at some points invaded China, that there had been Western powers that had carved off pieces of China, and that then there had been an invasion by Japan in the 1930s and 1940s that had devastating effects. So there's nothing new in some ways about the Communist Party making a lot of imperialism and presenting itself as standing up against imperialism.
What precedent is there for China to establish memorial days for important events in its history?
During the nationalist period, when Chiang Kai-shek was in power in the late 20s and 30s, the Kuomintang, or nationalist party that he ran, was very interested in celebrating, marking days of national humiliation, of picking dates in the past when foreign powers had done terrible things to China, it was said, and that people should remember that and rededicate themselves to patriotic goals on those days. So there are a variety of days, some having to do with Japanese aggression before World War II, that the Kuomintang lifted to the status of days of remembrance. So in a sense, you know, the Communist Party is in this case, as it is in some others, using the playbook of Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalists before it, their erstwhile enemies and rivals. They're raising these dates as kind of national humiliation days, days to remember what was wrong in an earlier period, and also as a way of trying to say, now things are okay, now that we're in charge.
How has the Communist Party changed the way that China airs its grievances against other nations?
What's changed over time is how much emphasis is put on various foreign powers as bullying China and pushing it around. Early in the history of the People's Republic of China, in the 50s and the 60s, often the focus was on Western imperialism, and there wasn't this kind of intense focus on Japanese imperialism. Of course, there was discussion of Japanese aggression, but it was folded into this larger story in which American imperialism was often discussed. So what's happened in the last 15, 20 years is increased attention within that narrative on specific horrific things that were done by Japanese troops on Chinese soil. And this has become the very strong emphasis in the patriotic stories that the Communist Party tells to justify its position in power now.
Why has China been intensifying its focus on the issue of Japanese imperialism recently?
What's interesting is the timing, because it's not as though the rape of Nanjing is something that has just begun to be talked about in China. It's not as though it's something that was just discovered, that there were just new evidence about. So the fact of not having gotten around until now to making that date a holiday or a commemoration day does suggest that it's both about the past and about contemporary politics.
What are the risks for the Chinese government in using its current tensions with Japan for political gain at home?
for all the attention that the government pays to these stories of whipping up patriotic fervor, and quite successfully whips it up at times against Japan, they're also nervous about patriotic fervor. They're worried about it getting too strong, because what's happened throughout the last 100 years of Chinese history is that when people get really worked up about the state of the nation, even if they begin by focusing on what a foreign country is doing, if they start taking to the streets to complain about a foreign power, once on the streets, sometimes they say, and while we're here, what about the problems with how our government's behaving? Or while we're here, is the government really doing enough to make China a great country the way we want China to be a great country? So there's a nervousness about nationalism. As much as the government wants to play to popular nationalism, they also worry about popular nationalism if it leads to organized activity becoming a double-edged sword that turns against them.
That was Jeffrey Wasserstrom, a professor of history at the University of California, speaking with VOA's Michael Lippin.